this is Miss House from Barney, sometimes
that can go hold it still, doesn't it?
Watching Fountains of the Little Mermaid and the Christmas Parade video.
Oh, you're kidding.
It's going to be so embarrassing.
Was but
it's going to be so embarrassing.
No, you've got no, you've got no.
See,
we
all
know.
Yes!
No, half five till half seven.
Oh no, you haven't
any space there. I don't know if I'm doing anything.
Pardon?
I don't know if I'm doing anything, but I'm not anymore, really. I mean,
what is with all the body now, isn't
it? Yeah.
Can I just fill it up?
No, I mean at that time.
You can do whichever way you find.
And then I can walk up the road home.
You can't.
Pardon?
I can walk up the road home.
Trot along. got that wrong. 3 foot nothing. Yeah, that's why I thought we should walk down that. I thought we should walk down and try and find her.
Where?
Where? Where? Where? Oh, you. What can I say? I've said all the words on this sound so far.
Fucking bastard!
That'll do! There you are! I haven't had that before!
Nothing.
West, aren't
they must be so embarrassed. And they were doing a tally of people going in and out of Madison Square. Don't ask me why.
Wow.
I never found out about
them. They were what?
Alright, I've got to let them come in.
What were they doing it for?
I don't know, I didn't ask.
A load of tough. Doing sat in a guide uniform at the very least.
Yeah.
Outside Marks and Spencer's.
All entrances. And entrance as well.
Why?
I don't know. Perhaps making sure that the same number of people came out as went in. I don't know.
But what were they doing?
I don't know what they were doing.
They must have had.
They were making a tally. They got little things. You know,
they had their uniform on.
Mind you, they didn't have the sense to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They were just doing lots of lines. So they got about 392 lines to count, but there you go.
What were they on? I'm sorry, but...
My dad sort of went in and said, oh, guys with clipboards here. Do you think they've walked around for an hour? They said, no, it can't be them. It must be somebody else. They're far too busy going around the world or whatever. Didn't you go around the world last year?
No. Yeah, we always do. And
that was just
borders.
Did you see me last year? Do that cheerleading thing.
Oh, oh yes!
So funny.
I remember.
Did you do the games, maybe?
Yeah. Ish.
You were a guide, were you? With your guide company.
So it was a young lady on our one.
Why?
She had more chance of winning.
Three young leaders there, that's why.
But someone just had the teaspoon as a spoon.
What? Do you mean there were only three young leaders there?
Well, no, but everybody was helping their...
Oh, right.
Clerks, you see. Heidi and us two just had a go.
Well, it was our king, wasn't it?
Yeah, we were there. So
what was that? What was Mrs. doing?
I don't know, never got to see.
They were doing bookmarks and writing on the pen.
So should you really have been helping them?
No, because I was doing loads of them.
They had, what's her name, the Chinky? What's her name?
Yvonne and Helen and Catherine, all of them.
All of them.
Mind you, she had hundreds of her brownies there.
We had five?
Yeah, five.
Then we just sat there and looked through all of Simone's
diary.
Planner.
Lovely feather friends.
On Thursday.
Doesn't get the whip out the same night.
On Thursday, it's watching videos, including a video of the Christmas parade.
Oh, that should be
fun.
Absolutely. I think.
Yeah.
Probably ruin it quite a lot.
We absolutely kicking yourself.
At least we'll actually get to see somebody.
At least I'll get to see what you look like.
Oh, no. Oh no, Sarah Anson recorded it, and then her and Sue, you know, her and somebody were watching it round at her house, and they go, "Is that Heidi?" Oh, I was dying. They were telling me one day, they go, "Were you in the Christmas parade as an old granny?" Because they videoed it, and they didn't know I was there. And
what were you, Charlotte?
A green thing.
Gate thing. Oh yeah, gatekeeper.
No, I was so embarrassed, because, you know.
Very American person,
wasn't
it? It was a long way down this road, I was right.
Yeah. Yeah, I go to Mrs. can we? For sharing lifts, I go, you know, I think it'd be easy if we did it too. So Becky goes, why? Because it would be a bit of a squash, wouldn't it, for four of us? And then Becky says, well, who else is going? You can't take it with four. So Becky and Catherine do it.
A couple of violins, a clarinet and a guitar.
I don't know, I don't think she plays the clarinet anymore. With two violins and a guitar and all our stuff anyway, that'll be enough.
I bet Steve
doesn't
take it. I can refuse
to drive the car. Embarrassed on my head.
My dad say that. Oh man, it would be lovely. I said if she could get some words from your dad. He's real Dorset, isn't he? But would he mind doing it for you, Mark?
Well, when they came to do the railway about 2 years ago, Robert, he was great.
Was he?
Yeah.
It's all Dorset words. I mean, that would really be beautiful, wouldn't it? Because I don't know anybody that knows more Dorset words than your dad would know. I thought about Robbie, because Robbie is quite Dorset, he's quite Dorset. And then I thought about Mark, because Mark's quite Dorset as well.
Go on, sound a sweet. Did you think
Spud
you were
Basher,
a Dorset,
sweet
you,
Basher.
Did you think you were a Dorset, wouldn't you?
No. Mary's like me though, she hasn't really got anything, she? You haven't really got a Dorset accent.
It's your Dorset as well.
Born and bred, through and through.
Do you think mine's more broad than Mary's?
Oh yeah. Ever so. But my mum was London. No, she never had a London accent. But my dad was Dorset, through and through.
Oh, were they?
Yeah, he was broad.
Come from Gussage.
I suppose the thing's mine's probably still
there. Sanford.
Because of dad, isn't it? Because of Sanford.
I think dad, I'm not sure whether he wasn't born in Sanford, he was born in King Street, where I lived. As a little girl, yeah. But Nan was Sanford, and before that they were Lipchip Way.
Yeah.
Because she used to work for Lily's, was that? She was in service to as a little girl.
Yeah.
And then she was taking all her washing as her babies was growing up.
Don't you get more of an accent, more in the country, more into the heart of the country?
Yes, I think you do. Then somewhere near Bournemouth. Well, I can remember Carol. And bit finer now.
That's lovely. That is lovely. If you could get two of them together. Like Mr. Paul when he's cutting your dad's hair.
Oh no, no, I mean, no,
that would
no,
be absolutely fantastic.
Unfortunately, he came last Wednesday.
That would be a real bonus. Well. Yeah, he went to Collins as well. They both look the same style.
Cool.
That's sure. He's got a new style this month then.
Right,
it is. He has a clitoris right up. Collins didn't look too bad because Colin told him to leave it a bit longer than Robert's.
I like it's all work, he said to me. Are you put on the calendar when you came? Have you got that thing on?
What's he go about every 6 weeks?
That's without the laxatives. That's without the laxatives. I'll give her something to put on then. How often does he go round to see your dad, Mark?
Well, he swears it's every 4 weeks, but you say to him, oh, you know, you've been all right before. Yes, why? Oh, we haven't been round, you know. Yes, I did, it was 4 weeks ago. It might be 4 weeks, but it's more likely to be 6 or 7 now. But you can't blame him with the weather being bad.
Not really, because he's how old is he?
He's about the same weight and moat, doesn't he?
He's in his 80s,
isn't he? He's got to be, hasn't he? Are you?
How many people have done that?
That really, you just have not bothered to go home.
I mowed the lawn, I've been in the garden.
Have you mowed it?
Yeah.
Already?
Yeah.
We're the last ones in our road.
I was going to say, I think we are. The chap at the road
when the frost killed it off.
Well, it was about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was thinking about getting out there and I thought, no, I won't. Kids of frost comes on.
Ours was so untidy.
They do it in the grass courses, don't they?
I mean, it's good for it, isn't it?
Did you read the paper today? I think it's a local golf course. Someone went to the 10th tee, rolled up all the turf and took it away.
Yes.
That's happened before.
Heard that last night.
Someone's got a beautiful lawn there.
Yes, we have. It's very nice.
And the corgis like
it
too.
We've got all these seeds in the greenhouse and they're coming off the tree.
We've got broad beans up already. I've brought beans, you like that?
But it covers them up with sheets of plastic.
Yeah.
Does it?
Well, just to keep them warm at night. Is it heated? Do you green it?
No. Don't you object, Irene?
What?
When he puts you in a sheet of plastic?
No.
We had Dave's mum up today.
How was she?
Not too bad. Not too bad at all.
A lot better than she was at home.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think so. She didn't want to go back. It's always a problem. She never wants to go back. But she really did enjoy herself. It's the first time she's been out of there. And
oh, is it?
Yeah. She went in there the end of September, so she had October, November, December, January. First 5 months.
Has she not been to her daughter's?
Nope. She was going to go up there Christmas Day. I was going to go up there. And she fell Christmas Eve, wouldn't it, Mum?
Christmas morning.
Yeah, Christmas morning, put a big gash down her leg, so she never went. And since then, nobody's ever offered, so we said to her last week, Dave and I talked it over. And I didn't realise he was going to spring it quite as soon as that, but he did, and everything went all right. Yeah, I said, well, we're trying for tea for a couple of hours first.
Yeah.
So we picked her up at about 20 to 3, and we took her back there at 40 to 8.
Yeah. Did you have a
power cat? Yes.
Oh,
my God. Of all the days I got to have a power cat as well.
3 o'clock to 5 o'clock something.
About 20 to 3 it went off.
Paul's mother went back about 3:45 because Steve's up watching football up his friends and they got theirs back 3:45.
Well, ours didn't go off because we've had the telly on.
No, they reckon it was all at Broadstone and all at Corfmullen.
We weren't off.
Because I rang them up. You weren't off.
No.
Must have pinpointed your
phone. I could have gone round to Mark's and ironed my jumper, couldn't I? Dear, missed it again, Mark. Yeah. I would have brought my own iron. Yeah.
Left it on the front doorstep.
Oh, weren't they greedy on Bully today?
Well, I think, seeing that this
did they have
the
it
paper,
all?
Did they win it?
The horoscope.
No.
No. Sorry, it's not
them. But they read
300 and some odd pound. And they
what, and lost
some
it?
Some quite nice prizes.
That's what lost a lot.
Yeah.
So they won a lot of money last week.
Did you hear them say about the horoscope? Waiting for this programme. Her name was Leslie. And when her partner went home, they'd been to the interview or something, I don't know quite what. Mm. She said, I can't believe what it says in the paper. It said, your luck is with Leslie and a TV programme. So they're quite convinced they were going to win, and I think this is what was behind it.
Oh, I didn't hear that, right?
Yeah, he brought the cutting with him. He said they couldn't believe it.
What, so they obviously believe in their horoscopes?
Mm.
Yeah, because you can read into it, but you want to read into it.
Yeah.
Well, I thought to myself, now if they win, I would think even more about horoscopes, but they did win.
But they just got greedy.
Yeah.
Turn that off a minute. No, turn it off a minute, I've got a joke.
Stop saying
it. Turn it off.
Have you heard it?
No. Norma couldn't get it. And her voice was getting louder and louder and louder. Sat there on a Tuesday night, and she was going, "What did you say? What's up? What?" And it was going louder and louder and louder. And then we had to tell her in the end.
Keep it quiet. Oh,
everybody else was in raptures. Oh, Norma.
Don't I know that program that's all being recorded in Cornwall is coming out this? I think it might even start last Thursday.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think she probably might not.
The camomile.
Oh, that sounds lovely. Yeah, they've had it, excerpts of it on television, haven't they?
Well,
Dye
saw it, part of it being recorded.
Yeah,
well,
it's been filmed.
I think
yeah.
With,
Felicity.
That's it. Yeah.
She said she got bored, didn't she?
Yeah, so she was smoking like
yeah,
a trooper.
Yeah, she should have saved their words. They were out there putting on flags. Not
always
eat them, she said.
Oh, Robin, you've had a short back in size. Mr. Paulie's really been out
for it. Apparently, Robin went over to Paulie's with Colin. Someone over to say that Mr. Paulie's gone. So Robin went rushing across for it. And because Robin had to get out earlier, Colin let Robin go first. He just started Collins, and he said, no, you go first. And when he finished Robin's, he said, I don't want it as short as that. He was worried to death. It's what you call an economy one, isn't it?
We've taken our holidays before the end of March. What was the dance that went wrong? Well, when I got out there, this is Wednesday night, he went out there. And there was a hair on the table still where he'd been, of Paulie. And apparently he'd lost the script.
When did he go to Robin this week?
Wednesday.
Wednesday, must have been Thursday. Well, you met over a store and they called him Robin
over. It was a good idea.
It was, yes.
Anyway,
he at the back of it.
Yeah,
he dropped something, a screw or something. He went all over the floor.
Oh, no.
He left our dad's at 10:30.
What, at night?
Yeah, he got there 9:00.
Oh, it should be at that time. No, it shouldn't.
Doesn't make any difference as far as dad's concerned. But I don't think it's good for him.
How was your
dad? And he doesn't
He doesn't eat?
No, not when he's going round. I mean,
cake.
He eats everybody else's food, but he doesn't cook for himself, apparently. Who was saying what his house was like? I think it was Colin.
Dad annoys me, really, because he gives him so much, you know, when he's there, well, his hair cut cost him everything.
No, but feed him probably does.
Yeah. Usually gives him 2 pieces of cake, biscuits. I mean, you don't really get a spend, do you, when you're going to get here? And I mean, say, if there's apples or anything like that, Dad said, hurt yourself to apples, he'll fill his bag until he can't get another thing in.
He does.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't just have a few. I mean, there's only
him.
Yeah, that's right.
He fills his bag until he can't get another one in.
He's
got to
carry them
back. Yeah, that's right.
I mean, you'd think he'd just have a few, enough to make a pie or
that's
crumble
right.
or something, wouldn't you?
Well, the thing is, I doubt if he does make anything like that.
I mean, that's being greedy.
Himself.
Yeah, but the whole bag full. A bit greedy, he'd have the runs for a week, wouldn't he?
Yeah, when he goes.
He must be worth a fortune then, Mark.
I don't know if he is or not. I mean, his dad gives him £1.50. I don't know what Robin gives him.
I don't know, no idea. I'm probably like that, I should think.
But I wouldn't think he. I don't know, maybe he is.
Yeah, but if he doesn't spend anything. Because Colin was saying how antiquated his house is.
Yeah.
Oh, has he seen it, Colin?
I think so.
I can imagine it.
And he said he hasn't got a proper cooker or anything.
No, he's got no television.
No. And when he irons,
he warms it up.
Boils a saucepan of water and puts a saucepan over it. I can't believe it. I said to Colin, you're shortly to James, he told me.
See, very often I find it. He says he's wet himself.
Oh. He has that, eh?
Oh.
He probably never washes his clothes.
Incontinent, yeah.
How old is he?
He must be 80-odd, yeah.
He must be sort of near 80.
No, we were talking the other day about how old Harry Palmer is. He's 75.
Oh, is he? He's got a photo in the paper.
Yeah, that's just what I said.
Oh, sorry, okay.
Yeah.
Do you reckon he's still worth a fortune?
Trouble is, you don't know anything with it anymore, do you?
Not really.
I expect he is. Yeah, I reckon
Harry Palmer. Even on paper.
Well, I mean, he's a millionaire on paper.
I mean, he was a millionaire on paper years ago when millionaires were still
well
respected.
Yeah.
Now they're to a penny, aren't they, almost?
Well, I don't know, Bob. I'm not one.
Not this little crowd,
shall we?
No.
Not this crowd, isn't it?
I know two of them, Sylph, that I know of are definitely millionaires.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they're so ordinary people that you'd never believe
you
it. I mean, 10 years ago, maybe 20 years ago, I wouldn't have known the soul that had been a millionaire. I mean, they wouldn't mix with the likes of us, would they?
That's right.
The riffraff and the rabble. But I mean, now they do. They're ordinary people.
Well, the friends of Ron's yard, aren't they?
Yeah, but they're ordinary people.
Well, a lot of ordinary people have become millionaires.
I mean, one is Jean's mother. She is. She's a millionaireess in her own right. And the other one's Harry. So you do know another one. Now, I mean, Harry, would he strike you as being a millionaire? You've met
him. Harry?
Are you
in? Oh, is he?
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't have thought that. You see how surprised you were? He came round and dug our footings for us, and he sat there and he had his beef burger, the same as everybody else.
Yeah.
Belch, the same as everybody else. So.
Well, good luck to him. I don't think money.
And now he's as ordinary as anything.
I don't think
anything.
You get everything in life.
It must be not, though, really.
Yeah. Health.
Yeah.
I don't think you get health.
Money can't buy you health, but I think it can definitely give you happiness.
I do think it's going to be better champion paper this week. She's got a brain tumour, hasn't she?
Is that my?
The chap is one of the many on the course.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to go all out.
Yeah.
What, is he going to buy some treatment for?
Well, he's going to spend every penny, you know. He's
trying to find a cure for it.
She's only got, was it 3 months?
She got killed, didn't she?
Yeah.
How old is he?
They got.
I thought it was
four girls,
is it?
Is it all girls? Is it three or four girls?
I think it's three girls and a boy.
Oh, a little boy,
there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're quite young then, Mark, really?
Yeah. Oh, it's one of the kids very ill then.
Yeah,
no, the mother.
That's
she
horrible,
says that things take their course, but I mean, he said last week he spent every penny he had to get her cured, and this week he's got so much more, and he'll still spend every penny.
Yeah.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
There's going to be someone out there that will take him for a ride.
Sure, Julie was telling me he's been reading the paper about all these people whose gold top belt was missing. Have you heard
of it? Oh, what? And it was a dog?
Yeah.
A dog?
It was a dog, yeah. This poor woman was refunding all the money because people can't.
The bottle's put down as well.
Yeah, he's hiding the bottle somewhere. The dog.
Well, he's drinking it.
It's only
gold
top.
Yeah,
it's
only gold top.
We'll go for the bear.
And he got another milkman to follow him, apparently. Just get the top and down, and then hide in the bottle.
I think it's probably a chair, isn't it? It's cost the milkman a fortune because they had to keep paying up for the milk that people said they didn't get, you know.
That'd
be all right, Mr. Ransom or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you see those funny clips on TV? You know, the funny
videos.
Yeah.
Oh,
I know.
No,
do you see the one when the cat fell off
there's
the television?
There's one tonight as well, isn't there?
Yeah, that cat.
Yeah.
The cat falls really the thing fell off the telly.
We did have a Friday night.
It was a night, wasn't it? A
Jeremy Beals a lot.
Yes, probably.
I think the home video ones are not put on. They're very good. But I think some of them are ever so put on.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure they're done.
Yeah.
No, but no, did you see on Friday night? Some of them are 4 years old.
No.
Yeah, because the date's on them, isn't there?
Yeah.
And you know what? You know the ones that won on Friday night, look, boys, did you see it?
No, I saw it. Friday. Yeah.
But the ones that won where they were playing musical chairs and stuff like that, that was 1987.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because he did say they're older than that, didn't he?
I don't think they're worth putting on at all. And that kid plays violin or guitar or something. I didn't say anything.
No,
about
I couldn't see that at all.
But when they were showing some of the people that did them, it looks like that.
Oh, that was terrible.
Straight back down to the sound. What about the little boy that was walking around with balls of milk? His trousers were
so
further
and
further down.
I thought he was going to drop that milk.
He hitched that up and he went on again. I thought you was
lovely. There was one tramp tonight, a Scotsman in a kilt, wasn't there?
Yes.
On a trampoline.
Do you know what
he had a G string.
Is that
me?
Yeah.
Didn't look as though it was, but there was other than that, he had a nasty accident. Like,
it looked as if it was his wedding, wasn't it?
Down there. Yeah, it looked like it.
Yeah.
And then up on a trampoline.
No,
I had enough of yours, so have I.
They fighted.
What's my parts got on the
warm.
That's the last one. B&Q.
Oh, right. I don't want it. It's just pleasant. I could find it sort of. It's so nice and warm. It's still February today.
That shows how old it is. There's no registration on it.
But see, we've been so cold, haven't we? So many.
Yes, that's right.
So it's really great.
Lovely. Nice and warm.
And you look lucky.
Oh, fine. Still fight like hell. Oh, yeah.
They watch David
Barber. Yeah. They will not talk there. They haven't picked their badges
yet.
No.
What's that all for?
They always need to fight your badges, don't they?
Well, these two have, haven't they, Irene? And that's from the word go. They've got their pecking order, and that's it. And
I thought we've had to give Irene back some before because they've got.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, back and forth. Like,
but these two.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It was like nine little Indians, it was, wasn't it? I mean, one down, one to go. We lost some, one died. Favourite one died. And the other favourite.
Well, we lost him first.
Yeah, we lost him and then got him back and then he died.
Oh, right.
How dare you die on me? But these two, I mean, fine. That's good. They're healthy and they're fit.
We had to be saying you.
Did you hear that?
That's probably Violetta.
And that's from Albert too, isn't
it?
What did you say?
Did you see? Were you watching
Brian Connolly?
That one with Les Dennis?
Dustin Jew.
Mm.
What's that
Family Fortune?
That's it. Family Fortune. Did you watch it this week?
I didn't see the start of it.
Did you see the bit of what should a man that wears a wig never do?
Yeah. When I switched on.
What
was it? Not going swimming.
Don't go near helicopters.
Yeah.
And don't do handstands.
Yeah.
One there.
So don't you know? You've
got laugh, funny.
What's that?
That's Mark. That's mine.
You're all right. Okay.
Dear.
A straw.
What do you want, Jill?
I'll have some stones, please.
Stones.
I'm all right here. I've got a gold one.
Didn't ask how you were.
Well, just the slim long tonic, please.
You sure?
Yes.
Do you want a little then?
No, I'm all right then.
I thought they were ever so funny. It was quite
That's just switched on, and I didn't know what it was. The question was, but I guessed.
I was rolled up.
I mean, I would never say go near.
I was told you there.
No,
I wouldn't have said go near helicopter.
No, I wouldn't have said that.
I wouldn't have said handstands.
No,
I definitely said swimming.
Don't go out in the rain. What's another one?
Well, it's right. It's got a bonnet.
Yeah.
Don't scratch your head.
Yeah, that was one of them.
I did say don't scratch
your
head.
Have you ever noticed Jordy do that when he goes...
Oh, dear.
Mrs. Screw-Off.
Some of them say the most stupid.
They do, don't they?
Ridiculous ones.
Well, one of them is what they say. There's one day somebody said something about go to the back door.
Yeah, and then he said go to the front door,
yeah,
wouldn't
yeah.
it? And I thought, well, that's
that was stupid. Yeah,
I thought it was difficult dumb. When you're there, mind. But.
Yeah, but that was really daft. I mean, I would have given him a good kick if I'd been stood alongside of him.
Also, we had the boggle out yesterday, and we got 84 words out of 16 letters.
Yeah, that was already in.
Barbara.
That's all right.
What are you doing swapping around here?
Well, we had extra one.
Shall I take those two empty ones away?
Thank you very much, Ken.
Thanks.
You're a hero as well. Yeah. Heroes. What night does that chamomile garden start?
Thursdays.
I keep thinking it's kind of like a chain. Is that Henry's
always over there? Is she a cold or is
Which one are we looking at?
It's a good job you won't go out with Geordie then, because I'm going to say starting to, well, I've never really known with hair. I'm going to say you've got to go out with your engine.
One grey and one bald.
That would have been handy,
wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. I'm going to colour mine this week, my dear. Yeah. No, we could have had a matching hairdo. I tell you what, I nearly was. I nearly did end up like he did. I was frightened at one time. No, it was coming out in great handfuls. I had big patches.
What was that?
What are you talking about? I can't
really
remember.
Great big patches like that coming out from here, all around the front. Huge patches.
Was it alopecia?
Yeah. And of course, the more you worry about it, the more it starts to come out. And I thought, that's definitely bald.
Did you get treatment for it?
Yeah, skin tonic and skin rubs.
Yeah,
and
that.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, it is awful.
There is that in there for years.
Your hair's all right.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. But when once you start that, I mean, you never know where it's going to go. I mean, I was nearly bald inside. And on top, it was terrible. I used to comb it certain ways.
That happened, wasn't it?
Hmm?
Mold.
Yeah.
Or moo.
What a lovely day. What a lovely day. It's April 3rd.
Is that when a lot of them come in? Are they coming in for a special reason?
Oh,
are they?
Darts, but they'll be here on the Friday night, and the rest of the dance team are coming up just for the day on Saturday.
Oh.
But Mo and Tony are staying until Sunday.
They're staying a night?
Yeah, they're staying.
No.
They are. So what, they must have played a stay on a Saturday night, didn't they?
Team. Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah.
Thank you, dear.
You've got this posh accent on the floor. You don't normally say that.
Have you enjoyed your wiki break?
Yeah.
Someone I've never met. Get yourself recorded.
I'm on the majority of the tapes.
It's alright, you'll be on a lot more of them.
I had that on the table when
Robin's
eating.
That much money.
Is he Dorset though, Sil?
What?
When he eats?
Yeah.
You know, I've never noticed him.
No, he's got from us recently.
What's he got, a clicky jaw? Or?
Chamming.
Because he's got breeze heavy and he's chamming at the same time. I say, we'll try
it in. That helps. We've got a four-minute work and he's ever so nice, but when he comes in to eat, it's so
good. Do you know, I can't understand that.
And you can't see it like you can with some people.
No.
I mean, that's worse.
Yeah.
But I can't understand anybody eating like a dog.
No.
Isn't it? Our dog does
Why?
That.
Yeah. You know, I mean, you obviously say something.
Yeah, I do.
I'm sure you'll do.
I would. I could stand it.
It wouldn't be so bad, but I think it comes back again.
I think it can.
Well, he only had to give... Well, he was ever so good, because I gave him quite a lot to take to it. I said to, you know, eat just before 5 o'clock, and he did. So fortunately I got home before he did, so I thought, well, I'll have something quick, I'll just have a roll. I thought, well, it's not worthwhile rubbing it in, so we'll have it. So then by the time he got in, I, you know, just didn't say anything at all. I thought it was the best thing.
Yeah.
When did he have his done then?
Oh, that was just
that was a while ago.
Friday.
For his for what we had the other day, what's it?
Cholesterol.
16 hours,
is it, my friend? Anyhow, when I got that, yeah. Has anyone had these little packets of fruit and fibre through their door?
No.
But I got back and eaten those, so I was quite pleased about that. But he said the nurse said, you know, you must have something. So
I get that results Tuesday.
Are you going to play that back for us?
Can't you play it back through that?
No. Who's on what then? Three whiskies.
Because they wouldn't have got it back so much. I don't reckon it's shown anything.
Unless there's something drastically wrong, they do.
No, because if there was anything really badly wrong, they sent for you. And they never sent for me.
I never said that.
Morgan said Megan would see me in 3 weeks' time, by which time I had it back. When I went to have it done, they said to me down in the hospital that it's going to take at least 6 weeks to get it back. So I thought, well, I'll leave it 3 weeks and then I'll give them a ring and find out whether they've got it back and whether it's worth making an appointment. And this time it's back here. My school made me an appointment to see them. But I don't think it can be anything bad, otherwise they send.
Oh, he's not far.
I'm not unduly bothered.
I like his mum.
I just hope it shows.